Amen. Good morning. Are your bellies full? Good. I hope you got plenty to eat. I think there's a few scraps left, so if you're not full, you want to go get some of those. Make sure that you do, so that we take care of all that. I want to remind you tonight at 6, come back, and we're just gonna hang out together as a family, and we'll have some fun together. We're gonna eat, and that's always fun, if you ask me. But we're gonna eat together, and there'll just be some fun games and different things going on. We're gonna have a good time together. So I just want to invite you to come back, and we'll hang out till about 8 or so. We'll probably put a football game on the big screen, whatever, as long as it's not any local teams. But anyway, I'm just kidding. But we're just going to have a good time together. And so if you don't have anything else to do tonight, come on and hang out with us and bring some friends, and we'll just have a good time together. Make sure that you bring some desserts or finger foods or some of that stuff to kind of go along to snack on as we hang out together. But it will be a good time as we say goodbye to 2017. I don't know about you, I'm kind of ready to see it go. It started pretty good, and it drifted fast. So I'm just kind of ready to see what 2018 has for us all. And I joke, but 2017 has been a good year, and God's been very gracious and good. And so I'm just looking forward and expecting Him to do the same and even more in 2018. So I just wanted to spend some time with you today. I'm usually pretty casual, but I'm going to be maybe even a lot more casual today. And the message that we have is just one of those that I want you and I to talk about it. Okay, I want you to feel it. I want you to just as if I'm at the table with you. And who knows, by the time I may be down there at your table, but this is just one of those things where, I think sometimes you have to have family time, and you got to be real and honest and just kind of get down to help each other with some things that are going on. And this message is one of those that as I do sit at your tables, and as I do read your emails, and I do spend time with you and talk with you on the phone and everything else, I know that there's just stuff going on in your lives, and we all have that. And so this is one of those messages that hopefully it's a big reminder to you, but hopefully today is one of those days where you just plant yourself in a truth, and then you let that truth be what guides you, because I think it's important that we're able to do that. And I want us to just talk about that God is here. That's the truth. That God is here, and anything can happen. When God's in the middle of it, anything can happen. And so no matter what your situation looks like, and no matter how bad 2017 was, 2018 can be completely different as we trust God and as we just follow Him. And if He's in it, then anything's possible. So I also want to encourage you with that. And, life is just full of moments we don't expect. We go somewhere and something happens that we totally didn't expect to happen, and man, things are just, they're just different then. Sometimes it can be an unexpected death, it can be an unexpected meeting, it can be an unexpected illness, it can be all kinds of things that just come up, and all of a sudden, you started your day one direction and one thing happened, and now you're in completely headed the other way. And so I know that if we're all honest, we've experienced that. And so I just want to help us to do that. This week was one of those weeks where, the week between Christmas and New Year's is always such a weird week for me anyway. We gear ourselves up as pastors and as a church for Christmas, and we put all this energy into it and all of this, and it comes. And then the week after, we know that like half the people aren't even going to be there on the next Sunday, right? Because it's the one closest, everybody's gone or whatever. And they made their CEOs, they were Christmas and Easter only, so they came for Christmas, and they're not coming back until Easter, right? And so you just know it. And so it's kind of hard to it's just a weird week all the time for me, especially since I went into the ministry. And so, but this week, You know, Christmas Day was a great day, and we had a good time with family. But then Tuesday morning, I got a call from my sister, and if you didn't know, my niece, who has really tried to get pregnant, and just gone through kind of all the process to do that, finally was able to conceive, and at 24 weeks, she gave birth to her son Thad, and so he tough. He fought for 3 weeks, but Tuesday morning things were looking pretty bleak. My sister calls me and says, "Hey, I think you really need to come down here," and so I went down and spent the day with them, and it wasn't what I thought Tuesday was going to be like for me. I had something completely else planned, and it was nothing like that, right? And so the day changed with a phone call. And I know that you've experienced those phone calls where you were heading one direction and it came and another completely changed something for you. And it just, life is just like that. It happens. And so what do we do with it? The next morning, Thad passed away. And so now we have you deal with that. And you begin the process of what do you do next? And so my week was just completely different than what I had thought. And not only my week, but obviously their week was completely different. And so we have to be ready for life to just change in a moment. And sometimes we have to be ready to just understand that when it does, what do we do with that? And how do we make it through those moments? Because for me, it was just, for a lot of reasons, it was reminders of hurts in my past and things that we've been through as a couple, a married couple, and the other families that I love have been through, and man, it was hard. And so yesterday we had the funeral, and to be able to kind of go through, preach through that, and to do the pastor part, but then the great uncle part, and the uncle part, and all, and just the family part. It just, man, I'm just telling you, it was weird, and it was rough. And some of you know, most of you know exactly what that's like to have to just go through difficult times where you never even thought, you never saw it coming. What do you do in those moments? How do you deal with them? We've all had those things, and so the day starts out one way, and then something you just can't even imagine just happens. And so I think as we get ready to go into 2018, we just have to be understanding that there's probably going to be some things that are difficult like that in our lives that may happen. I don't wish it on anybody. Certainly pray that it doesn't, but we have to be ready. And so how do we do that? And, it may not be something as tragic as that. It may be that you just go meet somebody for coffee one day and they begin to tell you about a new job, and all of a sudden, by the end of the day, you got an interview. You've gone through the interview, and you've got a brand new job and a whole new career direction. And what does that look like? Or you meet somebody. For you single folks, it does happen. You meet somebody, and they become the one, right? And that one you've been praying for. And so you meet them, and then all of a sudden, life's different. Within a moment. And it happens to people who aren't believers. It happens to us just in normal life. So think about this. If that just happens in normal life, imagine what can happen when we invite God's Son into the story of our lives. Imagine what happens if things just happen that change the course of everything about us, just to everybody, then what happens when we let Jesus be in the middle of it? What happens when we let Him be in our lives? And what happens when we recognize that He is there, and that no matter what those situations are, that anything can happen? Think about it. Imagine under normal circumstances those things happening, but then we invite God in, the one who created us for a purpose, the one that made us, the one who is in control of it all, and we let Him in, and then what? Just imagine what can happen. In John chapter 14, verse 9, Philip is asking Jesus. He's wanting to know something. He's wanting to, an answer to a question. He's expecting something, right? He's expecting, when he asked Jesus this question, that it's going to go one way. But very interestingly, it goes another. Jesus replies, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, so why are you asking me to show him to you?" Listen, I got to tell you that some of us in the room have been asking God to do something for us, been asking God to show up in a situation, and he's been there the whole time. He just may not be answering the things the way that we want him answered, but he's there. And so for some of us, we need to be able to understand that when God's there, that anything can happen, and he is there in so many of our situations, and we got to be ready for anything to happen. If God's here, what is he like? And we know that if we see the Son, we've seen the Father, is what Jesus reminds us. And so if we know him, then we know God. And if we learn about Jesus and we begin to trust Jesus, then we begin to know about God and we begin to trust God. And so we're able to do this. And so what I want to do today is help us to bring this God is here and anything can happen, to bring it down to you, to your situation, to where you are and what you can expect for 2018. How can you deal with this? And so I want us to just look at a moment in the life of Christ. Just a moment, just a snapshot within that I believe can help us to understand how we can put this knowledge of God is here and anything can happen in our lives. And as we move forward, then we can be prepared when things come along, whether they're good or whether they're bad, whether they're positive or they're negative, whether they're, you know, very exciting or whether they're very tragic, that we can make it through because we know that God is here and anything is possible and anything can happen. In Mark chapter 7, there's this really cool story that kind of comes along, and let me just read the scripture to you. Jesus left Tyre and went up to Sidon before going back to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the 10 towns. A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him. Jesus led him away from the crowd so they could be alone. He put his fingers into the man's ears. Then, spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." Instantly, the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed so he could speak plainly. Jesus told the crowd not to tell anyone, but the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news. They were completely amazed and said again and again, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who cannot speak." Man, what an incredible moment, right? As you read this and as you let this sink in, what an incredible time. Jesus says, "Listen, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me." And then he does this amazing thing of just when he heals this, when Jesus heals you, God's healed you. When Jesus is in your situation, God's in your situation, the one that's in control of it all. And here he is with this man, and we see this really awesome interaction. This man's situation is pretty dire, isn't it? Can't hear anything, he can't speak. I mean, he's there, and so a whole different level of communication problems. I mean, some of us talk and hear, and we still can't communicate, right? You know, do not elbow your spouse, okay? But it happens. We sometimes have a hard time communicating, especially now if you text and email, it blows up communication. But just talking to each other, we sometimes have a hard time hearing and listening and doing it. But here's this man, he can't do any of that. And so we don't know why. We don't know what's happened. We can't understand it or explain that part. But you know, a lot of us are like that. We've had things happen in our lives that we don't know why it's like that. We don't know why we go through that. One of the hardest things for me this week was that I couldn't explain to my niece and her husband why this was happening. And you know they asked. I couldn't explain it. There's been things that have happened in many of your lives. I couldn't explain it to you. I didn't have the words to come up with, and really, if I could come up with words, they wouldn't explain it adequately enough anyway. And here's this situation in this guy's life. We can't explain it, and things happen for us. We just can't explain it. It just works that way. But man, things change in a moment when Jesus shows up and begins to move in this moment. And so what I want us to do today, I just want us to look at some things that I think we can pull out of here that in 2018 you can begin to just really simply plug in and say, God's here and anything can happen in this. Even when it looks bad, God can move in it. And so if you're going through something difficult today, if you're struggling and maybe you're not even looking forward to tomorrow, you know, because you just don't even want to think about what could happen in next year because this year has been so bad. Listen, let me just help us understand that God's here. And anything can happen. Maybe the question isn't asking what's next with that kind of that negative tone that sometimes we ask it. Maybe we should ask this question. What is possible? What is possible when Jesus is here? Maybe we just need to ask that question instead of just, you know, being negative all the time and looking for what's going to go wrong. But maybe we just need to say, you know, whatever, what is possible when Jesus is in the middle of it? Here's some of the things that I think come out of this account for us. The first one is that faith happens. Faith happens. These people had gathered together. I mean, people had gathered all over the place because Jesus was coming to town. They had heard the tales. They had been, you know, exposed to some of the things that have happened when he's around. And they were gathering together to see what was going to happen next. They were looking forward. I mean, some of them probably took a day off from work. Some of them, you know, gave up a vacation. Some of them did whatever. But they showed up to see what Jesus was going to do. They were believing that there was something that was going to happen and something worth being there for. And not only that, they didn't just bring themselves, but they brought other people. You see, I believe that one of the things that we find out is when believers begin to bring people along, it's because they believe something's going to happen. And the more that we believe, the more faith we have, the more that we believe God can do anything, and anything can happen when he's here, the more that we're going to want people to come to that. And so when we realize that Jesus is here, then faith happens. And it's shown here in this situation because these people brought this man. They knew he had a problem and they believed that Jesus could do something about it. Anybody in here know somebody with a problem? I know a lot of people with some problems, right? So what are we doing to bring them to the place and to the one where anything can happen? Just think about it. If we really believe that and we really think that, then maybe there's some things that we need to do with that. They begin to gather around him, though. They said, Jesus, here's what we want you to do. We want you to put your hands on him and heal him. Anybody in here ever tell Jesus what to do? Yeah, I do. Oh, you know, hey, we do this. You know, that's kind of the way we approach it, right? And they were telling him, hey, we want you to do this. But, and here's the thing. There's kind of a bad side to that. But there's really a cool side to that too. Because when we begin to tell him what to do, it's because we believe he can do it, right? And sometimes we tell him that and it's because we want to see him do those things. And it's because, I absolutely believe that he can do anything. I believe that he can even let the Cowboys win another Super Bowl, okay? Sometimes this seems to be the impossible, right? And see, you Panther fans, y'all still holding out hope too, see? So y'all, we all believe he can do anything. And so we got to come with that expectation, right? Every year I get all excited because I think today, this is the year. You know, I won't have to hear any of that junk talk no more. They're going to win it this year. Not this year, yeah. So today's my Super Bowl for the Cowboys. If they can beat the Eagles, we're good. But the truth of it is that when we come to church, do we come with this expectation of, all right, Jesus is there, anything can happen today? Did you really come here this morning believing that anything could happen? I mean, maybe you came and you just said, hey, maybe there'll just be some really good grits here today. And there were. Thank you, Brian. There's always good grits when Brian makes grit. But maybe you just came here and you just said, well, I'll just come because I got to come. But let me just invite you that when you come, start coming with an expectation that, you know what, God can do anything today. You know what, my marriage isn't that good. But God can do anything, and He can make my marriage better. You know what, I'm struggling financially. But God can do anything. So maybe He can help me. Maybe He's just not going to give you more money, but maybe He'll just give you just a little bit more wisdom so you spend your money better. And it goes a lot farther. What are you expecting? See, these people expected Jesus to heal this guy, so they brought him. There was a faith that was there and exhibited in their lives that God's here and He can do anything. So we're gonna get the person there so that he can be healed. I wonder, have you ever just thought, I wonder what'll happen if I just go and I serve today at church? What if I go teach the kids today? I think God could change one of these kids' lives forever. Yeah, just come, expecting it. Hey, what if I come and what if I finally just give financially to the church? I wonder what God can do with that. And He can reach a lot of people. If nothing else, we're just able to be here next week so they can come back and they can hear the gospel. I wonder if I just go and stand at the front door and just say good morning to people and smile and shake their hand. I wonder what God could do with that. See, it's amazing what He could do with that if we were willing to do it. And so what's possible when Jesus is here? Faith is, it happens. And so we got to be willing to do that. The second thing is this, that love happens. Love happens. They say, lay your hands on Him, Jesus. We want to watch You take care of this. We want to see You do it, but the Bible doesn't say that He did that, does it? It says He actually took the guy and He went away privately. Why do you think He did it privately? Because I think He loved him enough that He didn't want to make him a spectacle. You know, sometimes we want to make people the spectacle. We want to know what their business is. We want to know what's going on in their lives. And we want to know, somebody comes forward to pray, I wonder what's going on in their life. When we should be praying about what's going on in our own lives. But Jesus leads him over to the side and He says, you know, what to him? Does He say anything to him? Does it record that He said anything? No. It says He began to speak to him in the language that he could understand. That He didn't begin to talk to him. He began to use His hands and He touched His ears and then He touched His tongue. He began to speak in a way that this guy could understand and get it. It was this private moment of leading him away so that he could spend time with him. Aren't you so glad that when you go to the doctor, they take you into a little private room so that you can tell the doctor what's going on? I appreciate that a bunch. Because sometimes I don't want to tell my business to everybody out in the middle of everything. You know, I hate when they at the front desk, like them girls always want to know, and what are you here for today? Sometimes I just want to say something crazy, you know, just to give it, you know, just to make them feel bad for asking. But how about if you just get me a room with a doctor and I'll tell him because he's the one who knows what to do about it. That's what I want to say sometimes. But But you know, I'm glad that they get you into the room. And I never understood how you get in that little room where you could talk privately to the doctor, and some people still talk so loud that you can hear them two doors down. I don't want to hear the people got hemorrhoids down the hall. It seems like people with the worst things talk the loudest, doesn't it? You know? But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But I'm also glad that when they take my blood, that they kind of get me to the side and do it. Because I'm a big chicken, y'all. I ain't scared of a lot of things in life. But them little needles, man, I ain't got no use for it. You know, I'm glad they always sit me down so I don't have to fall down. And I'm glad they don't do it out in front of everybody where everybody sees me go pale and all that stuff and look away. I can see your blood. I can see your blood splattered all over the place. I know that's gross, but I can see it. Wouldn't bother me a bit. But you pull a little bit out of me and I got a problem, okay? But here's, aren't you so glad that there's this privateness about when you go to the doctor? And that's what, and see, this because they care and they want you to be able to have that those moments. And Jesus loved this man enough to get him out from in front of the view of everybody else and pull him to the side. It was private so that he could do what this man needed, and it wasn't about everybody else, but it was about him. I mean, here's Jesus, the one who came to save everybody. And he's focused on this one guy and his problem. And you need to know that today that he's focused on you and your problem. That you can take your problem to him and your situation and whatever else is going on, and he cares about you. He cares about me. He cares about individuals. He created us all individually with an individual purpose. He cares about every single one of us. It's one of the hardest things I tried to communicate this week is, listen, God hadn't left. In the middle of all that you're going through, God still loves you guys, even in the midst of your hurt. So I was talking with my niece and their husband. And you need to know that just because you're going through something difficult doesn't mean that God has left you and doesn't love you. He does. He makes that very clear. And here's Jesus loved this man. And he begins to heal him the way that he needs to be healed. There's a dignity to it of how he cares about us and he loves us. So faith happens and love happens. And the third thing is this, that spit happens. Make sure you spell that right, okay? Spit happens, right? In the story, I think it's very cool. Jesus literally takes him aside, does this step-by-step sign language. He touches his ears and then he spits on his fingers and he touches the man's tongue. Now listen, I ain't much for swapping spit with another man. I don't endorse that, okay? But if it's Jesus' spit, I'll take all I can get. But here he touches this man's tongue and he does it in a way that this man can understand. He was focused in on him and doing it the way that it needs to happen. He was willing to get into this man's world in order to help him be able to receive what he had for him. Jesus comes to us and he speaks our language. He does it the way that it needs to happen. You know, when my life turned and God was moving and drawing me to him, listen, he couldn't talk to me in the mall. He couldn't talk to me shopping somewhere. He couldn't talk to me, you know, on a soccer field. No offense to my soccer boys and girls. No, he couldn't talk to me on a tennis court. He couldn't talk to me anywhere else. No, he talked to me and met me in the gym that I was working at through people that I could identify with. He didn't meet me anywhere else, but he met me where I was, and he was speaking my language so that I could understand what he wanted me to know. And he wanted me to receive what I needed. And so he met me where I was. He meets this man. These motions are more than just him. He didn't have to touch him at all. He could have just said, "You're healed." He could have said, "Your friends have faith enough. They brought you here. You're healed." But no, he motions and then he looks up so that this man can know where it all comes from. I mean, spit is important, right? What would we be without it? We'd all have dirty faces when we were kids, right? I don't know about you, growing up, spit was like a magic thing. It was like the best cleaner. I still do it. Go ask my youngest, Erin. She hates it. And I do it to her sometimes. She don't have anything on her face. I should do it just to mess with her. But spit will clean anything. It'll get SpaghettiO sauce right off every time. And spit was important. You got cut and scraped. You spit on it and wipe it off. It's all healed. You know? Man, it was the best facial cleanser, best hair gel. Come on. Been there? And here's Jesus. He spits in his fingers. He touches this man's tongue. And a miracle happens. Man hears. The man speaks. We need to know that when God's here, anything can happen, y'all. It may not happen the way that we think it's going to happen, but it can happen. And we can trust Him. Love the fact that He just goes through these motions and He shows him that He touches him, but He looks up so that He shows the man where the power comes from. Then he sighs. You know, I think that sighs is this thing of just, it's just that he cares about him and he loves him. And he reaches out to him. He has, you know, this sympathy of his situation. You know, I think that's what the cross is all about. You see, he knew our situation. And without going to the cross and dying and paying the price for our sin, he knew that we would be lost without him. So he did what needed to be done so that we could know and experience forgiveness for eternity. That's what it's all about. It's an amazing thought that if God's here, that anything can happen. Faith happens. Love happens. Spit happens. And then the last thing is this, that hope happens. Hope happens. You know, Jesus looks and he says, be open. You know when I believe the man could hear? Before he got be completely out of his mouth. I don't even think he had to say open. I think the moment that he began to speak, it was done. I think the guy heard open. If he was going to say it in English. He caught the last part of Ephatha or whatever that, you know. But it was the moment. I believe the moment that God speaks into our lives that things can change. We can trust Him and we can believe that. We don't know how in the world this man ended up deaf and mute. But we certainly know that in a moment that Jesus touched him and God healed him, and he was done. And it was done. It was finished. It wasn't like it came on. Over time, he could hear a little better, and he could talk a little better. It's not what the Scripture says. It says that he could hear and he could talk. That man got up that day, not able to hear a thing. He got up that day, not able to say a word. And because somebody cared about him and said, hey, come with us. He didn't have a clue where he was going. I mean, you got to wonder, did they even have a way? You know, were they able to, you know, I don't know what they did, but, you know, they just grabbed him and just said, come on. And just pulled him to where they were going. But that man got up with things looking not so good for him. And in a moment, Jesus was there. And it happened. Don't you think that in our situations that we could be heading one way and God can show up and it can be completely different? I mean, do you have the faith to believe that? I mean, it's happened. Some of you sitting out here, I could tell your stories of how things were one way and God showed up and they're completely different. Right? I can't help but to believe it. Because if I didn't even know your story, I know my story. You see, faith happens when Jesus is here. And do we have enough faith to believe that He can do it? Do we believe it in our own situations? Do we believe it in other people's situations? Do we believe it enough to invite Him to come be a part of whatever it is? You don't have to bring Him to church. I mean, I'll just say that. You don't have to. There's nothing magical about coming to church. I'd much rather you introduce them to Jesus where you are than to bring them here. And I know that sounds crazy, and you're probably not going to hear another preacher say that. Now, I hope that at some point they would want to come with you and they'd be here. That's great. But I'd just soon just introduce Him to them wherever so that something like this could happen in their life. Faith happens and love happens. Do we love people enough? Do we love our community enough? Do we love our family enough? Do we love those around us? Do we love, the Bible says, our enemies enough to care about them meeting Jesus? Are we willing to see spit happen? I've been practicing that all week, so I wouldn't mess it up. But are we ready to see Jesus just touch some people's lives? Man, I want to see some people talk that can't talk. I want some people to hear that can't hear. I want some people that can't see to see. It's amazing the healthiest people that we get around that can't see a thing, can't hear a thing, can't say a thing. They may be able to do them all physically, but man, spiritually they can't. And do we believe as a church, you are a community church, do we believe enough that if God's here, that anything can happen? See, the tables are all full today. Did we believe they were going to be full? I'm not sure what I even thought. I quite honestly didn't have time to think about it this week. I loved y'all and prayed for y'all. But I just had to take care of family, okay? I just had to stay focused. But do we believe enough, and do we have faith enough, and do we just trust God enough to believe that just anything can happen? Because that's what I believe. I believe that if we get a hold of this, and we begin to see people in their deafness, and in their muteness, and their blindness, and their crippledness, and all of that, the way that God saw us and other people saw us at some point in our lives, that man, we can just see Him do amazing things in people's lives. I know a lot of people that need Him aren't willing to accept Him. I can't do anything about that. I can only continue to do what I'm supposed to do and pray that He touches their ears, spits in His hand and touches their tongue, and He heals them. That part's not on us. But it is on us, I believe, to grab our friends by the arm and take them to where they can meet Him. Have faith enough to believe that He can do that. I gotta tell you, I think that man was kind of like your little kid. You know, when you have a little baby and you just can't wait for him to talk. Right? Dada, mama, you know, say dada, you know, you're trying to get... Mama wants her to say mama first, and daddy wants them to say dada first, and you're kind of both on them, you know, and you're just waiting. And then they figure it out, and then they start to talk, and then you're like, don't say dada, don't say mama, don't say anything, please just be quiet for a little bit, right? I mean, you know, you're just hoping they'll just be quiet. I counted one afternoon, I counted the fact that my daughter, my 8-year-old, said she said, daddy, daddy, daddy. No joke, 62 times in a 4-hour period. I really kept track. 62 times in 4 hours, she said, daddy. But you know, I was so thankful still am. I'm thankful that she loves me enough to call me that much. I got to ask you, because I don't know anybody in this room that can't speak, but how many times have you called Daddy? How many times have you reached out to him and asked him to do something about the things that you're struggling with? When was the last time that you just asked him to just help you be thankful for all that he's done? See, I think even though he told those people to not tell, he never shut them up from telling. He knew there was a plan. He knew there was things that were going to, that there are implications to that. But he could have shut them all up. But I'm telling you, today, we know that he healed somebody, and he hadn't told us to not go tell. So why aren't we? Today, I want to encourage you to allow faith to happen, because God's here and anything can happen. Let love happen. Let spit happen. Let hope happen, and believe that this year can be something completely different than any year ever in your life. That you can look at your family completely different. Just think about it. Imagine with me that if we believe this and we begin to treat our lives like this situation, and we just take this and apply it to us, imagine what our marriages would look like. Imagine what our homes would look like. What our church would look like, and what our community would look like, what our schools would look like, what our jobs would look like. If we believe that God's here and anything can happen, what's 2018 going to look like for you? Is it going to be different? Is it just going to be more of the same? I think we're all capable of experiencing something beyond what we can imagine. So here's a question. Do you really believe God is here in this moment? Do you believe it? If so, what's going to be different because you believe it? God, today I pray that you would begin to speak to us. God, I read this story and it amazes me. It's much like the guys who ripped the roof off a house so they could get their friend in so Jesus could touch him and heal him. They believed it that much that they would climb up and rip a roof off a building and lower their friend in. God, if people were willing to do that, then what are we willing to do now? God, we don't have to rip a roof off. We can send a text message with our thumbs to share you with somebody. You can post something that'll pop up on somebody's phone that can encourage them to be changed for eternity. God, they don't even have to be on the same side of the ocean. Today for us, we could minister to people anywhere if we believe. So God, today I believe that you can do anything. I believe that you can move in ways that and do things that I can't imagine, that most of the world would just look at and say that was lucky. God, today I pray that you would just begin to help us see that if you're here, that anything can happen. If you're here, that anybody could be changed. If you're here, then anything can be better. If you're here, anything can be different. I But if you're here, that anything can be the way that you created it to be, so that it's the best that it could be. God, I believe that you are a community church here for a reason. I believe you're here in it, and that you've been in it from the beginning, and you have not gone anywhere. And so I believe that you can do whatever you need to do in the life of the people of this church. And the God, that you can use this church to minister to this community in ways that really no other church can. Because we're made specific for your purposes. And there are churches that can do things that we can't do. It's why we all exist. We're here to reach people with the good news, the gospel of Jesus, that he came and he lived a sinless, perfect life, that he gave his life on a cruel, ugly cross, hanging there dying, so that we all could have an opportunity to have our sins forgiven, and we could accept the forgiveness that he offers and be freed from that penalty for all eternity. That he was buried and raised again, so that we're not just forgiven today, but we're forgiven for all eternity when we trust and believe in Jesus. So God, today I believe that the main thing that can happen here right now is that people can accept that and be changed forever. God, I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. I know, but you know, and they know. And so God, today I just ask that if there's somebody here that needs to accept that, that this will be the moment to end 2017 on that note and begin 2018 as that new creation that the Bible tells us we become when we accept your forgiveness and accept salvation. God, there's no reason for us to start a new year the old way. So for some of us here, we need to accept. For some of us, we need to recommit, to give ourselves completely back over and surrender to the fact that you're here and anything can happen. That you can do anything in us and through us that you want to do. God, for some of us in the room, that means there's ministries that we need to be involved in. That means there's things that we need to do because of who you are in us to minister to other people. There's some in the room that just need to become more generous with what they have and who they are and give themselves away more. God, there are some in the room that just need to be able to love people the way that you love them. So God, today I don't know what needs to happen in the lives in this room, God, but I believe that you're here and that anything that needs to happen can happen. So God, I ask today that there would just be an openness of the hearts of the people, and that there would be a move of the power of your Spirit. That today, God, that you would do something great in our midst. I believe it. I believe that you can do it. So God, do what you need to do in this place, and we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.